Now, remember I said a little while ago that Portuguese does have an ing tense, a continuous, a progressive tense, but it has a restricted meaning. Now, this tense in Portuguese expresses what you are right now in the process of doing. And to form this tense in Portuguese, you use estar, which is to be in a temporary sense, estar a, to be at, with the to form of the verb, with the infinitive. So literally what you say in Portuguese is, I am at to write, I am at to buy. But it can only be used in the sense of something that you are right now in the process of doing. So in English, you can say, I'm going out tomorrow. But in Portuguese, you could only say, I'm going out. Estou a sair. If you were literally at that moment in the process of putting your coat on and going out through the front door. So you're just getting ready to go out. The phone rings and you say, Estou a sair. You can't say, as you do in English, I'm going out tomorrow, because it only applies to something that you are right now in the process of doing, right now. So how would you say, I'm writing, I am right now in the process of writing?
Estou a escrever.
Escrever. It's got an ER on the end.
Escrever.
Estou a escrever.
He ran them together. He ran together the estou and the a and the escrever, because you've got all those vowels. Let's have it again in the fluent way.
Let me go from slow to fast. Estou a escrever. Estou a escrever.
How would you say, what are you doing? What are you right now in the process of doing?
O que está a fazer? O que está a fazer?
How would you say, what are you doing now?
O que está a fazer agora?
O que está a fazer agora?
How would you say, what are you writing? What are you in the process of writing as we speak?
O que está a escrever? O que está a escrever?
How did we say to say or to tell?
Dizer.
Now, dizer is another one of those verbs that should be dize in the for the you, he, she or it form. But again, through constant use, it's lost its e ending. And it's diz.
Diz.
So D-I-Z, diz. How would you say, I don't understand what you're saying? Now, that isn't, although it could be, a progressive sense, but I want you to say, I don't understand what you say.
Não compreendo. Que.
What? The what?
O que. So, não compreendo o que diz. Não compreendo o que diz.
Now, you could say that as, I don't understand what you are in the process of saying. So, how would you say that?
Não compreendo que.
O que.
O que.
You are.
Está.
That's right. To say. At to say, in fact, we say in Portuguese.
Está a dizer.
And where's the stress on to say?
Está a dizer. Can we piece it together again?
I don't understand what you're in the process of saying.
Não compreendo o que está a dizer.
Não compreendo. O que está a dizer?
Do you want to break that down?
I don't understand what it is that you are saying. O que?
O que just means the what. Não compreendo o que. I don't understand the what. Está, you are. A, dizer, at, to say. I don't understand what you're doing, what you're right now in the process of doing.
No comprendo. Está.
What?
No comprendo o que está fazer.
And we need something between está and fazer.
Está a fazer.
Não compreendo o que está a fazer.
How would you say, what do you want to say?
O que quer dizer.
Dizer.
Dizer. O que quer dizer. O que quer dizer.
Now, it's interesting that in Portuguese, that combination of want to say means to mean. Because if you want to say something, that's what you mean. So your sentence, o que quer dizer, means both what do you want to say and what do you...
mean.
Exactly. What do you mean? So how would you say, I don't understand what you mean? Which is, I don't understand what you want to say.
Não compreendo o que...
you want to say.
Quer falar.
Falar is to speak.
Dizer.
Não compreendo o que quer dizer.
Não compreendo.
I don't understand.
O que.
That which.
The which. O que quer dizer.
The you form of want.
Mm-hmm.
To say.
Exactly. So I don't understand what you want to say. I don't understand what you mean. How would you say, you don't understand what I mean?
Não compreende o que quero dizer.
Dizer. I and then E.
Dizer. Não compreende o que quero dizer.
How did we say this, as in this night?
Esta.
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 This in the sense of... Not a specific thing, not this night, just this in general, is isto, isto, I-S-T-O, isto. So how would you say, what does this mean? And you'll say, the what wants to say this. We'll put this at the end. What does this mean?
O que quer dizer.
Dizer.
Dizer isto.
Isto.
Isto. O que quer dizer isto?
Okay, so in Portuguese there are four types of verbs. Verbs that end in AR, ER, IR, and a very, very small group of OR verbs. And we divide them into two categories or tracks. We have the AR verbs and the not AR verbs. So let's go over some AR verbs that we already know. How do you say to speak?
Falar.
Falar.
How do you say to buy?
Comprar. Comprar.
How do you say to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparar.
Okay. Preparar.
Preparar.
And we also know quite a few ER verbs now. How do you say to understand or to comprehend?
Compreender. Compreender.
And to write. Now, this one we have a problem with the mnemonic, which is scribble, because scribble has an I in the middle, but the Portuguese word has an E in the middle. So, to write.
Escrever.
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 And how do you say to have?
Tenir.
It does come from the Latin tenere, but that n in the middle has dropped out. So it's ter.
Ter. Ter.
And how do you say to see?
Ver.
Ver.
And what about to sell?
Vender.
Vender.
And to do or to make?
Fazer.
Fazer.
And to say or to tell?
Dizer.
ER in the final syllable.
Dizer.
Dizer.
And how do you say to come? Now, it's related to the Latin venire, but again, that N in the middle has dropped out.
Vir.
Vir.
And how do you say to go out or to leave?
Sair.
Sair.
With verbs on both these tracks, the final syllable is stressed because it ends in an R. Now, for the present tense, we drop that final syllable, the AR, the ER and the IR. And for the present tense, we go down on the penultimate syllable and we surface on which letter for the I person?
O.
And how does it sound?
Ooh.
Right. So, how do you say, I prepare or I am preparing?
Prepararu.
The infinitive is preparar, and we're going to take off the R.
Preparu.
Perfect.
Preparo.
How do you say, I understand?
Compreendo.
Compreendo.
Now, for the you, he, she or it form, for verbs that are not on the AR track, we go down on the penultimate syllable for the present tense and we surface on the letter E, okay? So how would you say you write? So the infinitive is escrever. We're going to take off the ER and we're going to go down on escrev and come up on an E.
Escreve.
Escreve.
So there is an E on the end, but in fluent speech the E is almost lost, but we need to know that it's there. So let's have that again.
Escreve.
Now, on the AR track, in order to produce the you, he, she or it form, again, you take off the AR of the infinitive, you go down on the penultimate syllable, and you come up on the letter A. So how do you say he, she, it or you speak?
Fala.
Fala.
How would you say he, she, it or you prepare?
Prepara.
Prepara.
So how would you say, do you speak English?
Fala English.
Fala English.
We've also got a group of ER verbs which, through overuse, instead of coming back up on an E after going down on the penultimate syllable, that E has actually been dropped. And these verbs are to do or make, to say, to have and to want. So how did we say you, he, she or it does or makes? Now it's from fazer.
Fash.
That's right. Don't make a fush about it.
Fush.
And what happened to say or to tell? So that's from dizer.
Dish.
Dish.
And what about you, he, she or it has? You have.
Tem.
Tem.
So again, there's no E on the end there and that's what we would expect from the rules we've been using so far. And what about he wants or you want?
Quer.
Quer.
And that's a Q-U-E-R. In Portuguese, in order to say who or whom, the word is quem. Q-U-E-M. So it's like que, but with an M on the end. Que, which means what? Quem means who or whom. Q-U-E-M. Quem. So how would you say, who can do it?
Quem pode fazê-lo?
Quem pode fazê-lo?
How would you say, who wants to buy it?
Quem quer comprá-lo?
Quem quer comprá-lo?
How would you say, who speaks English here?
Quem fala inglês aqui?
Quem fala inglês aqui?
And because Paulo ran together his inglês to his aqui, it sounded z.
Yes, because it's
between two vowels
between
there.
Two vowels, yeah.
But it's fine to say inglês aqui, two separate words.
Yes, yeah.
How did we say all the days, every day?
Tudo os dias.
Now the all needs to agree with the os and the dias.
Todos os dias.
And you can run the final S of todos into the U of os.
Todos os dias.
Todos os dias.
The Portuguese for everyone is all the people. Toda a gente. Gente. Like gentry. Gente. Or gentleman. Gente. Toda a gente.
Toda a gente.
So how would you say everybody speaks Portuguese here?
Toda a gente fala português aqui.
It's toda a gente, because gente is feminine. So not todo o, but toda a.
Toda a gente fala português aqui.
Toda a gente fala português aqui.
How would you say, why don't you speak Portuguese with me?
Por que que não fala português comigo?
Por que é que não fala português comigo?
Now, to like in Portuguese is gostar de. So actually in Portuguese you say to like of. To like of. And this word gostar, spelt G-O-S-T-A-R, but the O's not stressed, so it sounds U. Gostar. You can relate that to the English word gusto. You know, if you do something with gusto, you do it because you like to do it. But don't be confused by that U in English, which sounds A. It is an O in Portuguese, which sounds U. Gostar de. So how would you say, knowing that for the present tense, we have to take off the AR ending and come up on an O. How would you say, I like?
Gosto de.
Gosto de. Because when the O is stressed, as it is in the present tense, it sounds O.
Gosto de.
How would you say then, I like it? Now, it's the same analogy as I need it. So it's I need of it, I like of it.
Gosto de.
But I want an it on the end.
Gosto dele.
So gosto, I like, and then de squashes together with ele to mean I like of it. Gosto dele.
Gosto dele.
How would you say I like to see it? Now, how do we say to see it?
Vê-lo.
Good. I like to see it. So I like is I like of.
Gosto dele vê-lo.
You've said I like of it to see it. So we don't need the of it anymore.
Gosto vê-lo.
But I want gosto de, because in Portuguese you say I like of. So I like of to see it.
Gosto de vê-lo.
Gosto de vê-lo.
We're building Portuguese from our knowledge of English. So in Portuguese, you're actually saying, I like of to see it. Gosto, I like, de, of, vê-lo, to see it. How would you say, but I don't like to do it?
Não gosto de fazê-lo.
But I don't like to do it.
Mas não gosto de fazê-lo.
Right.
Mas não gosto de fazê-lo.
How did we say very or very much?
Muito.
So how would you say, I like very much? Now, you don't need the de here, because you're not saying what you like. Gustar de is the whole verb. So you'd say, gosto dele, I like it. But if you just want to say, I like, it's gosto. I like very much.
Gosto muito.
Gosto muito.
How would you say, do you like?
It's an AR verb.
It is. Well spotted.
So it's gosta.
That's it. That's your question. Gosta?
Gosta.
And you will be asked that. If you're presented with something and you try it, gosta? You won't necessarily be asked, do you like it? Just gosta, do you like in general? Gosta? How would you say, do you like to write? Now, we're talking about liking something here. It's not a thing, but it's writing, so we need to put the d back in. So, do you like of to write?
Gosta de escrever.
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 Gosta de escrever.
Do you like to write every day?
Gosta de escrever todos os dias.
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 Gosta de escrever todos os dias.
How did we say to speak?
Falar.
And you speak?
Fala.
Now, that fala also means he speaks or she speaks. And to say they speak, we just add an M to the he, she, it, you form. And that M sounds nasal. So they speak is falam. Because there's an M at the end, it sounds nasal. So fala, he speaks. Falam, they speak.
Fala. Falam.
And this goes for all the tracks. You just add an M to the you, he, she, it form. How do you say you can?
Pod.
Good. So how do you say they can? We're going to add an M to pod.
Podem.
Podem. We're spelling that P-O-D-E-M, but that E-M ending sounds ang. Podem.
Like tain.
Exactly like tain. Same ending, although tain is singular. But yes, podem is plural, but it's exactly the same ending.
Pod. Podem.
How would you say you understand and then they understand?
Compreende, compreende.
Where are you putting your stress? It's still the present tense.
Compreende.
Right, and let's have a bit more nasal.
Compreende.
Ang.
Comprienden.
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 Can we do have a at the end? Can you say ang?
Ang.
Okay, try again.
So comprienden.
That's better.
Comprehending.
That is so difficult to pronounce.
But the pronunciation is regular, even though there are lots of rules, but Portuguese always follows its spelling rules, unlike English, which is completely random. You know, you think of the five or six different ways of pronouncing O-U-G-H in English. E-M in Portuguese is always pronounced ang.
So it's comprehending. Comprehending.
Where are you putting your stress? Say the singular again. You understand.
Comprende.
Good. And now they understand.
Comprenden.
But you've moved the stress. This is the present tense, so it should be comprienden.
Comprienden.
Good. They understand?
Comprienden.
Comprienden.
Okay. I promise it doesn't get any harder than that. How do you say to know?
Saber.
Right, and you know? So you're going to go down on the penultimate syllable and surface on the letter E.
Sab.
Sab. Good.
Sab.
So how do you say they know?
Sabem.
Where are you going to put your stress?
Sabem.
Sabem, that's right.
Sabem.
Now, In order to clarify whether you're talking about a female they or a male they, we use elas and elas. So we had ele and ella for he and she, and we just put an S on the end to make the plural form, they masculine or they feminine. So throw in a clarifier and say they know, referring to a group of men.
Elles sabem.
Elles
sabem.
Elles sabem.
And they know, referring to a group of females?
Elles sabem.
Elles sabem.
So exactly the same thing happens with AR verbs. To get to the they form, you add an M to the you, he, she, it form. So how do you say you buy or he, she, it buys?
Compra.
Compra. We've just taken off the AR and surfaced on an A. Compra. And we just add an M for the they form. So how do you say they buy?
Compram.
Compra. Compram.
With our verbs that lost their endings in the you, he, she and it form, like he does and he makes, you say, we put back that missing E before we add the M for the they form. Fazer. The he, she or it form should be fazer, as we agreed before, but the E has dropped and we actually say fash, because a final Z sounds sh. But for the purposes of the they form, we put that E back again. And so the Z stops sounding sh and sounds z because it has a vowel after it. Faze. And then we add the M for they to faze. So how would you say they do or they make?
Fazem.
And where's your stress? We're going to go down on the penultimate syllable because we're in the present tense.
Fazem.
Fazem.
How do you say you say or he, she, it says?
Diz.
Good. And they say?
Dizem.
And what happens to the Z when it has a vowel after it?
Dizem.
Dizem.
How do you say you want or he, she, it wants?
Quer.
Now, quer is another you, he, she, it form that lost its final E, which we'll add back to make the they form. So how would you say they want?
Querem.
Querem.
How do you say you have?
Tem.
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 Tem. T-E-M. To make the they form, we need to add back the missing final E and then add an M to that. Tem. A. And that's written T-E circumflex M. Tem.
Tem.
Do you want to try to say that?
Tem.
Good.
Tem.
How do you say you have it? So what's you have, the singular you? You have.
Tem.
Right. And how do you say you have it? Something happens to the U when we add it to tem.
Tenho.
But we need to add something because tenho is a bit of a mouthful.
Tenho.
Tenho.
Now, exactly the same thing happens to the it when we add it after the they form. Because the they form ends in an M, when we add an it to it, we're going to have to put an N in front of it. So how would you say they want it?
Querem no.
Okay, and run it all together. Querem no.
Querem no.
Querem no.
How would you say they are doing it?
Fazendo.
And where are you going to put your stress?
Fazendo.
Fazendo.
What was to sell?
Vender.
Vender.
How would you say they are selling them, referring to houses? Now, the nu for it will change to nas, N-A-S, for the feminine plural, them, because we're referring to houses.
Vendem-nas.
Vendem-nas.
Now, this ending, this M ending for they, is also used for you when you're addressing a group. To buy is comprar, and they buy is compram. So how would you say, addressing a group, are you buying it?
Compram-nous.
Compram-nous.
How did we say to sell?
Vende.
To sell, so the stress will be on the last syllable.
Vendir.
Vendir.
So how would you say, are you selling it, talking to a group of people?
Vendez-nous.
Vendez-nous.
How would you say, talking to a group, why don't you sell it?
Porque que não o vendem.
Vending.
Vending.
Good.
Vending. So can I say that again?
Please.
Just get it fixed in my head. Porque que no venden. Vending.
That's it.
Porque é que não o vendem?
How would you say, talking to a group, why don't you do it?
Porque é que não o fazem.
Porque é que não o fazem?
So it's always não o. It's never não fazem o.
Exactly. If you've got não, or a question word, or a joining word like because, the o comes directly afterwards. Não o quero. I don't want it. Quando o quer? When do you want it? Porque o quero agora, because I want it now. When you're in the present tense, how do you get to the I form?
You press down on the penultimate syllable and you come up on an O.
Exactly. And what have you done with the AR, ER or IR ending of the whole verb?
You've dropped it.
Excellent, right. And for both tracks, both the AR and the not AR track, you surface on the letter O. But we have had a few exceptions where you don't surface on the letter O, sounding OO. There are four exceptions where you surface on OU instead of O. And that sound is O. So, for example, I am going.
To go is ir.
It is.
And I am.
I am going in Portuguese is the same as I go. Because I am going, you would use in... If you wanted to say I am going in Portuguese, it would mean only in the sense of I am at this moment going. And then you would say, estou a ir. But that's not a very likely sentence that you would be saying in Portuguese. So I am going in English usually means I go in Portuguese. In Portuguese, you don't have these aming, ising and aring tenses like you do in English. We had the example of the old biblical language, Lord forgive them for they know not what they do. These days we would say they don't know what they are doing. But Portuguese is like biblical English. So I am going is actually I go. And it is from ir. But ir is a funny verb in that it comes from two different Latin roots. It comes both from ire, which means to go in Latin, and also vadere, from where we get words like invade. So these two verbs have been squashed together in Portuguese to produce a single word but with mixed forms. So I am going or I go.
Vou.
Vou.
And then we've got the two verbs for to be. What's I am from ser?
Sou.
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 And what I am is that? Is that the permanent I am or the temporary I am?
It's the permanent.
That's right. So if you give your nationality, for instance. So I am English.
Sou English.
Feminine.
Sou inglesa.
Sou English. Sou inglesa.
And now what about the temporary I am?
Estar.
Estar is to be temporarily and I am?
Estou.
Estou, exactly.
Estou.
So how do you say I am here? Because it's temporary.
Estou aqui.
Estou aqui.
So we've had three verbs that end in O in the present tense instead of U. We've had so, I am, što, I am, so the two I ams, vo, I go or I'm going. And the other one, the fourth one, is from to give, which is dar. So I give.
Do.
Do.
And we learnt a fifth verb that also doesn't end on u for the I form, and that's I know. So how do you say I know?
Say.
Say. I say what I know and I know what I say. Say. So say actually means I know. So how do you say I know?
Say.
How do you say I don't know?
Now say.
How would you say I know everything?
Say todos.
Todos would mean everything, lots of things, but everything is tudo.
Say tudo.
Say tudo.
Well, how would you say then, I don't know everything?
Não sei tudo.
Não sei tudo.
But otherwise, other than these five exceptions, for the I form of the verb, in the present tense, you surface on the letter O, which sounds U. Now, for the you, he, she, it, in the present tense, you surface on what?
It's either an A or an E, depending on the group of verbs.
Right. And when is it an A?
If it's an AR verb.
And when is it an E?
If it's not an AR verb.
If it's not an AR verb, exactly. So there are only two choices when you surface for the he, she, it and you form. It's either an A or it's an E. And that also applies, as we now know, for the they form or the you as a group form. Either an AM or an EM. Now, in Portuguese, there are actually several words for you. We've been using o senhor and a senhora. There's also a form você. It's very informal, it's sort of matey, and it wouldn't be appropriate for you yet to use that form. But the endings for você are exactly the same as the endings for o senhor and a senhora, so you don't have to learn any new endings for você. But I suggest that you not use it until you're very, very familiar with Portuguese culture and Portuguese society. There is another word for you, which is an informal you, tu, which happens in other languages as well. And again, don't use it until you're invited to do so by close friends. In Portugal, friends and family will use this tu form to each other. Now, it's very easy to do the tu form, because all you do is you add an S to the he, she, it and you form. So, after you surface, come up on an AS on the AR track or an ES on the other track. So, for example, for falar, if you want to say you, tu, you informal, you, Roberto, speak, we go down on fa and we come up, because it's an AR verb, on AS. So how would you say you, Roberto, speak?
Tu falas.
Tu falas.
How would you say, addressing Roberto, do you speak English?
Falas inglês.
Falas inglês.
And because English starts with a vowel, if you run the falas into English, it's going to sound falas inglês. How would you say, addressing a man informally, are you tired?
Estás cansada.
And it's a man we're talking to?
Cansado.
Estás cansado?
How do we say, do you speak English?
Falas inglês.
Good. So how would you say, addressing Roberto, why don't you speak English with me?
Porque é que não falas inglês comigo?
Comigo.
Comigo.
Porque é que não falas inglês comigo?
Now, for the not AR track, you surface, for the Roberto form, you surface on an ES. So, how would you say you, Roberto, are selling, or you, Roberto, sell? From vender.
Vendes.
Vendes.
Are you selling everything?
Vendes tudo?
Vendes tudo?
How would you say you, Roberto, understand?
Compreendes?
Well, you've made it a question, but yes, good.
Compreendes?
How would you say, why don't you understand this?
Por que não compreendes isto?
Isto.
Isto.
Por que não compreendes isto?
And it's isto because we're talking about this in general. Now, when we talk about this describing another word, the form is what? How do we say this night or tonight?
Este.
Esta, in the case of noite. Yes, esta, in the case of noite, because noite is feminine. But what you said, este, is actually true for masculine words. The book is o livro. Livro, L-I-V-R-O. It's related to words like library. Okay, o livro. So, for example, how would you say this book?
Este livro.
Este livro.
How would you say this house? House is a feminine word.
Esta casa.
Esta casa.
And to make it plural, you put an S on the end of both the this and the house. So how would you say these houses?
Estas casas.
Estas casas.
Estas
casas. Good.
Estas casas.
Now, if you don't want to or can't mention the word that you're talking about, you know, if you've forgotten the word for book or something, you can just use isto, which means this in general, not specific. So it's esta casa, E-S-T-A, este livro, E-S-T-E. But if you're talking about something in general, quero isto, it switches to an I-S, I-S-T-O. Quero isto, I want this, not specific. So how would you say, I want to see this?
Quero isto ver.
And we say in Portuguese, I want to see this. Exactly the same word order as English.
Quero ver isto.
Quero ver isto.
How would you say, I'm going to buy this?
Vou comprar isto.
Vou comprar isto.
So we've got our two sounds, our two key sounds in the present tense. We surface either on the letter A for he, she, it, you, Roberto, and they, and you plural. So we come up either on a or a, or ang or ein, or ash or ush for Roberto. So we have those two key sounds, A or E. And in order to give an order in Portuguese, you switch the sounds. So I'll give an example. How do you say in Portuguese, you buy or you are buying? You singular.
Comprar.
Comprar is to buy. You buy. So you go down on the com and you come up and you surface on the letter A.
Compra.
Compra.
Now that means you singular buy. He, she, or it buys. Now, it's an AR verb, so we come up on an A. If instead of coming up on an A, we come up on an E, because we're switching tracks, what we're actually saying is buy. We're giving an order. You come up on the letter on the other track. So if you're on the AR track, instead of surfacing on an A, you surface on an E, you're giving an order. And on the ER-IR track, if instead of surfacing on an E, you surface on an A, you're giving an order. So, how do you say, you, o senhor, you speak Portuguese? So we're not giving an order yet. This is just to show the example.
Fala português.
Fala português.
Fala português means you, o senhor, or he, she, it, speaks Portuguese. Now, to make that into an order, instead of coming up on an A after you go down on fal, you're going to come up on an E. So how would you say speak Portuguese as an order?
Fale português.
Fale português.
How would you say speak Portuguese with me?
Fale português comigo.
Fale português comigo.
How would you say buy the book?
Compre o livro.
Compre o livro.
How would you say buy this book?
Compre este livro.
Compre este livro.
How do we say he's not buying it? So it's not a command, it's just a statement.
Não o compra.
Não o compra.
So how would you say don't buy it?
Não o compre.
Não o compre.
So we have those two sentences. Não o compra, he's not buying it. Não o compre, don't buy it. And the difference is just the ending, the A ending or the E ending. On the not AR track, in order to give a command, we surface on the opposite letter. So if it's the not AR track, we surface on an A. So if we're on the AR track, we surface on an E. For the not AR track, we surface on an A. So you just come up on the opposite letter to what it was for the ordinary present tense. How do we say you sell or you are selling?
Vende.
Vende.
And how would you say sell?
Venda.
Venda.
How would you say don't sell it?
Não venda.
Não o venda.
Now, we've learned the forms for you as a group and also the forms for Roberto. And in the command tense, the command form, exactly the same thing happens with switching. So if não o venda is don't sell it, talking to just one person, how would it be to say don't sell it if you're talking to a whole group of people? What letter are you going to put on the end?
M.
Exactly.
Não o vendem.
We're going to switch tracks because it's a command.
Não o vendam.
Não o vendam.
And addressing Roberto, don't sell it.
Não vendas.
Não o vendas.
How did you say, buy this book? Buy this book. Talking to one person in the o senhor form.
Venda.
That's sell.
Compra este livro.
Now, compra is you are buying or he, she, it is buying. We need to come up on the other track to make it a command.
Oh, sorry. Compre este livro.
Compre este livro.
How would you say, don't buy it, it's not good, and we're talking about the book?
Não compre. Não é muito bom.
It's not very good, okay?
Não o compre. Não é muito bom.
And how would you say to several people, don't buy it?
Não o compre.
Não o compre.
Now, with the positive command, we've been doing negative commands with it. We've been saying, don't buy it. Não o compre. With the positive command, the o comes on at the end of the verb, just as it did before, when we said, for example, I have it. How did we say I have it?
Tenho o.
Exactly. So you put the o at the end.
Tenho o.
You have it.
Tenho o.
And what happens to o after ten?
Sorry. Tenho.
Right.
Tenho.
And exactly the same thing happens with the positive command. The o, or the whatever it is, the it, goes at the end. So, how would you say, talking to o senhor, buy it?
Compre o.
Compre o.
How would you say, buy it, talking to several people?
Comprem o.
And what happens to o after the letter M, as in saying?
Oh, you use the N. Comprem no.
Comprem no.
How would you say, by them? So all that's changed is that the it has changed to a them. The it has gone from a singular u to a plural us.
Comprem us.
And what happens after the letter M?
Comprenus.
Comprenus.
And who were you speaking to with comprenus? Were you speaking to one person, to a group of people?
To a group of people.
Good. So, comprenus, by them. But with the negative command, the u, the it, comes after the now, just as it does when we're making a general statement. So, with your sentence just now, by them, talking to a group of people, comprenus, if you made that into a negative command, you have to put the us after the now. So, give me that one. Don't by them, talking to a group of people.
Não os comprem.
Não os comprem.
For the we form of the verb, the ending is mush, M-O-S. Just think of it as mush for us, mush. When you want to use the we form of the verb, you go to the whole verb, drop the R, and just add mush. So, for example, if you've got saber, to know, and you want to say we know, take off the R and put a mush. Sabemos. So, by the same token, how would you say we speak? So, go to the whole verb, which is
falar.
Take off the R and add mush.
Falamos.
There you are. We speak.
Falamos.
We speak Portuguese now.
Falamos português agora.
Falamos português agora.
How do you say we eat?
Comemos.
Comemos.
How did we say to go out?
Sair.
We go out?
Saímos.
Saímos.
How do we say to come?
Vir.
Mm-hmm. We come?
Vimos.
Vimos.
We sell. We're selling.
Vendemos.
Vendemos.
We're writing. We write.
Escrevemos.
What's the whole verb?
Escrever.
Right, and that S needs to sound sh because it's in front of a C.
Oh, sorry. Escrever.
Right, so we write.
Escrevemos.
Escrevemos, that's right.
Escrevemos.
Is it an ER verb or an IR verb?
It's an ER verb. Escrever.
Escrever.
How do you say we have?
It was tear, wasn't it?
It is tear.
It's T-E-R, so it's temos.
It is.
Temos.
Tear. How do you say we are doing?
Fazemos.
Fazemos.
If we want to add it or them, u, a, ush, ush, to the we form of the verb, we're not going to just add it straight on. We're not just going to say fazemos u. We're going to drop the S of fazemos and we're going to put an L in front of the u or the a. Fazemos, drop the S and put an L in front of the U or the E. So we're going to have fazemo-lo. So a bit like we had fazê-lo. We dropped the R of fazer and put an L in front of the U. In the same way, with fazemos, we're going to drop the S and put an L in front of the pronoun, the it or the them. So how do you say we're doing it or we do it?
Fazê-lo.
Fazê-lo is to do it, and we do it, we're doing it. What's we do or we make?
Fazemos.
Good. And to get to the we do it or we're doing it, we're going to drop the S, and instead of u, we're going to put lu on the end.
Fazemo-lo.
Perfect.
Fazemo-lo.
How would you say, by the same token, we're eating it?
Comemo-lo.
Comemo-lo.
We're buying it.
Compramo-lo.
Compramo-lo.
Now, if you want to say we go, The verb ir is an exception, and you can't go to the e form because you then end up with imos. Well, I suppose you could, but we don't. Now, in Portuguese, the verb to go is made up actually of two separate Latin verbs, ire and vadere. And for the we form, we go to the vadere section of the verb. So we go is, perhaps you can work it out now that you know it comes from the va family of the ir verb.
Vamos.
Vamos.
While we've got vamos, you may as well know the, or I'm sure you can work out, the you Roberto form of you go. What was you go to o senhor, or he, she, or it goes?
Vai.
Okay, so you Roberto go?
Vais.
Vais.
For they go, for the they form, our rule was that we added an M to the you, he, she, it form. Sabe, sabem. Compra, compram. But with the verb to go, we don't add an M to vai. And what we're going to say instead is vão. Vão. V-A-T-L-O. Vão is they go. So you still got the nasal sound that we had with the letter M. Compram, they buy. Vendem, they sell. We still got the nasal sound, but we've written it in a different way. We've written V-A-T-L-O, vão, they go. So how do you say they go?
Vão.
Vão.
How would you say they don't go?
Não vão.
Não vão.
Lots of nice nasals there. So how did we say we go?
Vamos.
Where are you going to put the stress? Because it's a present tense.
Vamos.
Right. How would you say we're going to leave?
Vamos sair.
How would you say we're going to leave soon?
Vamos sair pronto.
Pronto is ready. What's soon?
It's from here at a little. So it was... Vamos sair daqui a pouco.
Vamos sair daqui a pouco.
To arrive is chegar. Chegar. C-H-E-G-A-R. He arrived smoking a cigar. Chegar. You may have seen in Portuguese or Brazilian airports the sign chegadas. C-H-E-G-A-D-A-S. Arrivals. So, chegar, to arrive.
Chegar.
So how would you say, at what time, at what hours, are we going to arrive? So, at what time?
A que horas?
Are we going to? We're going to.
Vamos.
Arrive.
Chegar.
Good. So, at what time are we going to arrive?
A que horas vamos chegar?
A que horas vamos chegar?
And how would you say, at what time are we going to arrive in Lisbon? Lisbon is Lisboa.
Lisboa.
Lisboa, Lisbon. And in Portuguese, when you say you arrive in, you actually say you arrive at. So it's a. As we had daqui a pouco, meaning from here at a little or in a little, arriving in Lisbon. A Lisboa. So how would you say, at what time are we going to arrive in Lisbon?
A que horas vamos a
He arrived smoking a cigar.
Vamos chegar a Lisboa.
A que horas vamos chegar a Lisboa?
How would you say, talking to Roberto, what time are you going to arrive in Lisbon?
A que horas vai?
Vai?
Vais chegar a Lisboa.
A que horas vais chegar a Lisboa? If I say it in context, a que horas vais chegar a Lisboa?
And tell me when you use vais and when you use vai.
You use vais for somebody that you're intimate with and vai for a polite you or he, she, and it.
Right. So how would you say, at what time is he going to arrive in Lisbon?
A que horas vai chegar a Lisboa?
A que horas vai chegar a Lisboa? And I put it again in context. A que horas vai chegar a Lisboa?
Some verbs have an NH, a ny, in before the O in the I form. Which verbs are they? I have?
Tenho.
And I come follows the same pattern. So how would you say I come?
Venue.
Good. I come to the venue. Venue to the venue.
Tenho. Venho.
Now there's another verb that has new for the I form. And it's the one verb that forms actually a family of verbs that ends in O-R. We've been talking all the time about there being four groups of verbs, AR, ER, IR, and the very small group of OR verbs. And this OR verb is to put, pôr, P-O circumflex R, to put. And when I talked about a family of verbs coming from it, it's like in English, we have pose and then oppose, suppose, impose, and all these verbs are related to the same family as pôr, in Portuguese. So once you know pôr, you also know supor, to suppose, or pôr, to oppose, and so on. So if we could just hear those. So to put.
Pôr.
To suppose.
Supor.
To oppose.
Opor.
To compose.
Compor.
Pôr, to put, is another new verb. And to say I put, it's ponho. Ponho, P-O-N-H-O, ponho, I put. We can start to think of that as being in the same family as I have, which is
tenho,
and I come,
venho,
and I put,
ponho,
ponho. There's an R in the infinitive, por, but that drops for the I form. So I put,
ponho.
Exactly. So how would you say, I'm putting it here?
O ponho. Aqui.
Where are you putting the U?
You don't put it before the verb because it's not a negative statement, so it has to go afterwards. So it's ponho U aqui.
Ponho U aqui. In context, ponho U aqui.
And about the position of the U in this sentence. Not only is this not a negative sentence, it's not a question either. And nor is there a joining word like because. So here the it goes after the verb. Ponho o aqui. And how would you say, I suppose?
Suponho.
Suponho.